It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, we focused with many of our broadcast partners on the 66th birthday of the Jewish State of Israel. Israel is tangible evidence that Bible prophecy is being fulfilled and will be fulfilled in the future. More on that in just a moment. But we also discussed with our broadcast partners issues that affect the stage setting going on for more Bible prophecy to be fulfilled in the future. For example, we talked with Ken Timmerman. We talked about Iran's terror network. Also, we talked about the Iraqi elections, and this for this war-torn country is very, very important. Both Iran and Iraq in the future are discussed in Bible prophecy for the future. Jim Jr. talked about the benefits of taking a tour with Prophecy Today here in the land of the Bible. And he also talked about the trip they're going to take tomorrow into Petra. Petra, one of the seven wonders of the world and very significant in Bible prophecy. We had two of our students for our School of Prophets, Randy and Steve, and they discussed their learning experience as they travel through the land of the Bible. And David James came along Mike's side. The David James reports, we had a tribute to Dr. J. Dwight Pentecost, a great prophetic scholar and author of many books on Bible prophecy, the main book, Things to Come. It's just simply the most important study on Bible prophecy. Well, all of those conversations are available on our website, prophecytoday.com. You can go there to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network, and there you can listen or re-listen to these conversations and call a friend, tell them to listen to these conversations at PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. By the way, in that location, there will also be a conversation I had with Steve Herzig, National Director of Friends of Israel, and Itamar Marcus, who heads up Palestinian Media Watch. We focused on Israel's 66th birthday. I want to think about the significance of Israel's celebration of their 66th birthday with you as we conclude our broadcast with a look at the book. In 70 AD, the Roman army came into Jerusalem. They destroyed the temple, they devastated the city, and they dispersed the Jews to the four corners of the earth. Now, that was in fulfillment of Bible prophecy. Deuteronomy chapter 28 said that would happen if the Jewish people did not obey God. They would be scattered to the four corners of the earth. And in fact, Jesus Christ talked about it in the Olivet Discourse. He said the temple would be destroyed and the Jews would also go to the four corners of the earth. So Bible prophecy was fulfilled, but that's how they left the land. That was almost 2,000 years ago. And now 2,000 years later, the Jews have been coming back into the land. In fact, that's what Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 7 says when it's talking about the valley of dry bones and the bones coming together. That's verse 7 of Ezekiel 37. Then in verse 8, it talks about the flesh coming on the bones. Verses 9 and 10 talks about the breath of life being breathed into these bones. May I remind you that that's apocalyptic literature. The way you interpret apocalyptic literature is you do it with another passage of Bible prophecy. Chapter 37, verse 11 says, these bones are the whole house of Israel. The bones coming together, that was the regathering of the Jewish people. Flesh on the bones, the restoration of a Jewish state. And in fact, Ezekiel 34, 18 times the Lord says, I will. I'll find my people where they have been scattered. I will gather them into the land of their forefathers. I'll make it even better than it was for their forefathers. I will give them this land. That's exactly what has been taking place. And over the last 100 years, we've been observing that, watching from afar what God is doing with these Jewish people as they are brought back into a land and their nation is established. The Jews are in the land and they're in unbelief in the land, which is very important because that's what God's word says is going to be the end time scenario. He's going to use a 7-year tribulation period for bringing the Jewish people to himself. That's what's going to be taking place. And when you look at Bible prophecy and all the things that are happening today, you have to recognize we're living at that time in history when all of this would happen. The Jews in the land in unbelief, and then a coalition of nations that will come together to try and wipe out the Jewish state. That would be Ezekiel chapter 38. These nations here in the Middle East have a hatred for the Jewish people. They would like to wipe them into the ocean or wipe them off the face of the earth, the Iranian leaders have said for a number of years. Ezekiel chapter 40 also talks about the fact that when the Jews are in the land, they're going to look for a temple to be built. Now, in essence, Ezekiel 40 to 46 is 202 verses of detailed information about Messiah's temple. Zechariah chapter 6 and verse 12 says Messiah will return to Jerusalem and he will build a temple in Jerusalem there to rule and reign forever. That's Zechariah chapter 6 and verse 13. Well, the Messiah, as we believe it today, is Jesus Christ. He is coming back. There will be a temple that he will build. But may I just give you this bit of information? All preparations have been made for the next temple. And the next temple will not be Messiah's temple of Ezekiel 40 to 46. Instead, it will be the tribulation temple, which the Antichrist will desecrate. That's Daniel 9:27, Matthew 24:15. Jesus Christ confirms that there will be a temple in the tribulation before Ezekiel's temple is built by the Messiah, Jesus Christ. When you look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 4, Antichrist walks into that temple and desecrates it. And of course, John the Revelator was instructed to measure the spot for the temple. Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. Now, I'm talking about these prophecies yet to be fulfilled because they are all dependent on the fact that Israel had to be in the land in the end times. Israel is indeed in the land. They're going to be celebrating next week their 66th birthday. 66 years Israel has been a nation among the nations of the world. Tangible evidence of Bible prophecy being fulfilled. May I remind you the next prophecy to be fulfilled? It will be the rapture of the church. Jesus shouts, archangel shouts, trumpet God sounds, and all of us who know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior will be caught up to be with him in the air. And everything I've talked about on this broadcast indicates that that rapture could happen at any moment, especially the 66th birthday of the Jewish state of Israel. And having said that, not a whole lot for me to say, except let's keep looking up until...